619.
And let's get an update of your drive home with Ricky Meese.
We've had another accident reported southbound I-15. I haven't been able to see it, but it's right around the south interchange, about 6500 south. Delays continue southbound, and that's from just before 3300 south into Draper. Northbound I-15, heavy and slow. Draper, Sandy, and Midvale. The west belt still seeing some heavy and slow traffic making its way southbound now between about 3500 south into Taylorsville, and the 21st South Freeway still heavy and slow starting at Bangor Highway. Dave Meekup.
We still have some delays northbound on I-15 between American Fork and Lehigh Main Streets. Those are thinning out, but slowly. Southbound traffic on I-15 is improving, coming down through the north end of Utah County. You're going to be slow approaching and getting past 2100 north in Lehigh, but that's really about the only trouble spot left for you there. Mark?
Yeah, northbound I-15 looks like now we have a crash right about State Street in Farmington that UDOT is reporting. So that's why traffic has been slow coming up from Centerville, really, in spots up to Layton Hills Mall. It's not the worst stretch of traffic I've ever seen in Davis County, but it is slow almost the entire way. Highway 89 overflowing up into Fruit Heights, and then there was a wreck. Highway 89 northbound at the I-84 interchange, slowing up traffic through South Weber. Join KSL at ARUP Blood Services July 22nd, noon to 3 p.m. All blood types need a donation to receive a free movie ticket. Visit utahblood.org. Mark Jackson of the KSL Traffic Center.